Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more awesome, empowering goodies on my website and Zakaran.com to help you easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance, and freedom that you desire, and of course, tons more videos on my YouTube channel. So here we go. How to be a powerful environmental advocate without protesting or even lifting a finger. That's right, folks. Now, are you a tree-hugging, frog-kissing environmental advocate who is passionate to create positive change in the world and see and experience our nature and flora and fauna thrive and grow and be healthy and happy? Well, it's much easier than you think. Most people believe that to create global change, you must risk life and limb by fighting against the countless greedy, ignorant, heartless, evil forces in the world, and you must become some kind of environmental superhero or celebrity or politician to somehow change the minds and behavior of literally billions of ignorant people to think in more enlightened ways. And for some people, that may be their pathway in life. But there is a much more self-empowering, easy, joyful, fun, and satisfying, as well as quantumly more effective and efficient pathway to achieve that same goal. And that pathway is understanding how the law of attraction works. Because most people believe that to get what they want, they must fight against what they don't want and get rid and kill off what they don't want. But that does not ultimately work, because even if you can successfully rid yourself of one unwanted thing, your attention upon unwanted things only attracts more unwanted things. That's the classic catch-22 of Creation 101. You've got to try to get rid of that idea, that premise, whatever you want to call it. So that's the only thing you need to get rid of. You don't have to get rid of the things you don't want. Just get rid of the idea that you need to get rid of things you want. So the hippies of the 60s had it right. If you want peace in the world, you got to be peaceful. And make love in the fields and think about love and dream about love and peace. And you got to see the world as you want it to be, not how it is, and not how you want it to be. And it all starts with you. If you want peace in the world, you got to create peace in your own life. Because the truth is, you have zero control over the world and 100% control over your own world. In fact, your world, your own life, your own mind, and your own reality, your own vibration, and how you think, vibrate, and therefore feel is the only thing you have any control over whatsoever. And the only influence you have in regards to other people and the world is with the influence of your own abundant, thriving life. Your judgments and condemnation of other people's despicable behavior does nothing but increase their despicable behavior and attract more despicable people doing despicable things that you have to judge and condemn and get rid of. Simply, if you focus on unwanted things, you attract and create more unwanted things. So the most powerful influence of change that you have available to you is the powerful example of your joyful and abundant life. The most powerful influence you have is for you to thrive and prosper and be happy and be rich and healthy and vital and full of energy and inspired creativity, and for you to see the world as you would like it to be, not how it is. And to focus on everything in life that is thriving and growing and working well to energize what's thriving, growing, and working well. Focus on anything and everything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay zero attention to anything and anyone that is not easy to like, love, and appreciate. And do not ever fight against what you don't like and don't want. The most powerful influence that you have in the world is your joyful, thriving, abundant life, where you thrive and prosper and grow and expand and get happier and happier and happier and richer and richer and richer and have more fun and more fun and more fun, and you get healthier and healthier and you thrive more and more and more every day and prosper more and more every day and become more and more free and excited and happy and have more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun every single day. And you're focused on all the wonderful things in the world that are also thriving and growing and becoming more prosperous and are full of life and full of joy and full of love. And you're focused on all the wonderful things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. While at the same time, there are starving people with bombs dropping on their heads and trees are being cut down and turned into toilet paper and animals you love are being killed and habitats are being destroyed and people are killing each other and people are being molested and raped and people are being stolen from and people are losing their homes and their jobs and people are dying from diseases, etc., etc. But regardless, that's none of your business. You can't do anything about that. So regardless of how anybody else is doing, regardless of the dramas and traumas that everyone else is attracting in their lives, you keep thriving because you know that you cannot lead from behind. You being poor does not help the poor people get rich. But your prosperity and your acceptance of your unlimited power to create as much abundance and riches as you want, and the acceptance and knowing that everyone has the power and ability to create as much power and abundance as they want, and you thriving and you prospering and you allowing the abundance of everything, including money, to flow to you, well, that just may influence someone else that is less fortunate because they've been thinking about what they don't want and they're attracting a lot of what they don't want. It may influence that person to follow your lead and believe that if you can do it, if you can think positively and attract what you want, well, then I can too. If you can be rich, well, so can I. If you can prosper because you have accepted your natural infinite abundance, well, maybe I can too. Humans came up with a totally cracked notion that there is a limited supply of wealth and limited supply of resources. So if you're prospering, then you must be taking more than your fair share of the limited money pie and depriving the poor people from prospering. But that's just complete poppycock. Gotta say that with an English accent. That's bollocks. There is no more limited supply of wealth any more than there is a limited supply of health. Do you believe that if other people are sick, that your health and well-being, you thriving and being healthy and happy, is somehow taking more than your fair share of the health and well-being pie and depriving other people of health? Well, of course not. That's just complete lunacy. And the same principle applies to prosperity. There is no limited supply of anything because the universe rearranges itself to match your desires and your beliefs. So if you believe in lack and struggle and illness and injustice, victimhood, etc., well, then the universe rearranges itself to match those beliefs and shows you that those things are right. But if you believe in abundance and ease and well-being and joy and fairness, etc., well, the universe rearranges itself to match those desires and shows you that you are right about that. But what about resources? Aren't there a limited amount of resources, limited amount of gold, limited amount of oil, etc., etc., on planet Earth? Well, no. Just like money or well-being or anything else that you can believe, if you believe there is a limited amount of resources, then the universe will rearrange itself to match that belief. But if you believe that there is an unlimited amount of resources and the earth can constantly replenish itself and our creative power can create anything that we desire, including resources that would seem to be potentially limited, well, then the universe can help us create more of whatever we desire. Just like genie, whether that's gold or oil or money or trees or food, etc. Whatever you can conceive and bring yourself to believe, you can and will receive. The entire universe will make it so. It's as simple as that. So when you see unwanted, unlovable things like stupid people doing stupid things, chopping down trees and raping and pillaging the oceans, etc., etc., do as Jesus suggested and turn your other cheek. In other words, pay no attention to what you don't like and don't want, and see and imagine and delight in what you do like and do want. See prospering and thriving rather than wanton destruction. Pay no attention to the empty, burned out hill that formerly contained a thriving ecosystem of trees and plants and gorgeous critters, and instead turn towards the hill that still contains a thriving ecosystem. Focus on what is working well and thriving rather than what has been destroyed, and then you will create more thriving things and critters and people and situations. The best way that you can help the environment and influence humanity to open-hearted abundance and love is to be happy and feel good. And you won't ever be able to feel good looking at environmental destruction or political turmoil, etc. And the destruction is what you don't want. And looking at what you don't want always feels bad, because your source self is always and only focused on what you do want. Your source is always and only focused on thriving, happy ecosystems. And if you're focused in a similar direction, then you will feel good because you're in alignment with source and your focus upon that thriving ecosystem or thriving whatever it is creating more thriving and more growth and more expansion and more happiness and more abundance, etc. And if you're focused on unwanted things such as trees being cut down and turned into wood chips to satisfy the greed of the evil corporation, well then, I have bad news for you. You are as bad as the evil corporation, because your negative, angry, judgmental, condemning focus on what you don't want only energizes their nefarious, greedy plan. Your focus on forest destruction is destroying the forest. Boom! Mic drop. Exit stage left. Damn! That sucks! Shit, fuck, damn, I've been doing the wrong thing. So my fight, judge, and condemn the bad guys and the supposed evil guys is not doing what I wanted to do, which is to create healthy forests. You can't create healthy forests by focusing on dead forests. You can't create healthy forests by trying to kill or fight or convince or change or stop the evil wood-chipping cabal from cutting down trees. You can get what you want by fighting. You can't get what you want by fighting against what you don't want. You think that what you want is for the evil enviro-destroyers to stop being destructive fuckwits and stop cutting down your beloved trees and killing your beloved critters. But that's not really what you want. What you really want is a happy, healthy, thriving forest and environment with happy, thriving, growing critters that are all loved, honored, respected, and appreciated. That's what you do want. You don't want poor people to not be poor anymore. You want everyone to thrive and prosper. You don't want sick and starving people to no longer be sick and living in poverty. What you want is everyone to have immense health and well-being, and everyone to thrive and prosper and be happy, and for everyone to be free and empowered. You don't want victims to stop being victimized by evil perpetrators. You want everyone to realize that their power and their ability to create a better life and attract goodness and joy and love, that everyone has that power. And everyone had the power to create the crap, and they also have the same power to create goodness. You don't want animals to no longer be killed or abused and their homes destroyed. You want animals to thrive and be happy and grow and have beautiful ecosystems to live in and shelter in and lots of yummy plants and critters to eat. You don't want to stop the mining and the oil drilling and other environmental destruction. You want a happy, thriving earth where all the lands are loved, honored, respected, and appreciated. And it all starts and ends with you, because there is nothing in the entire universe that you can do to stop anyone from doing anything that you don't like. The only creative power you have, and this is an unlimited amount of power, the only creative power you have is to focus on what you do truly want, which will then make you happy and make you thrive and make you prosper and create a little heaven bubble, and which creates wonderful things in your life, in your personal universe, in your little slice of heaven. And like every sphere of the flower of life and the fruit of life that extends for eternity, your sphere of influence interacts with all the other spheres of all the other humans and influences them, gives them joyful, abundant nudges towards what they truly want, because all you attract in your universe is more joy and more abundance and more love and more fun and more riches and more freedom and more excitement and more wonderful creations and more beautiful things to appreciate, which of course influences other people to feel and maybe believe that they can do the same thing. And that's how you co-create heaven on earth. But first, you must create heaven in your own life, the only place that you have any control over. The heavenly reward is not when you croak. The heavenly reward is now on earth, and you can create the heavenly reward now. And the heavenly reward is the joyful adventure of creation. The heavenly reward is every single moment of every single day as you joyfully create more wonderful things in life, and you can create heaven in your life and your positive, joyful, delicious focus on a thriving, happy, healthy, and prosperous world is literally creating heaven on earth. That's how powerful you are. Because one person focused in a positive way towards what he, she, it wants is a trillion, septimajillion times more powerful than a trillion people fighting against what they don't want. All right, so I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, How to Be a Powerful Environmental Advocate Without Protesting or Even Lifting a Finger, by just focusing on what you do want and thriving and prospering. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this video, and I know you did because it was freaking amazing, forward it to your friends, subscribe to my YouTube channel, come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering goodies, and thanks again for watching this vodcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation, and of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woo!